Oh, I didn't start. Okay, so this today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara discusses three different types of animal hides or animal skids, which are used for sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. And so I wanted to spend a few minutes just to clarify what each type is and what it could be used for. Okay, so when you skin an animal, so you skin it and then you take the hide. So that piece of skin, that's called the gvil. That's the top part. Okay? And it's the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Gimel, he says, Hu ha'or shelo nechlak. So that's referring to the skin. That's referring to the skin that was not split. Any unsplit skin, in other words, you just cut the hide off from the animal. So that's called the gavil, okay? What is the klaf, and what is the duch sustus? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Tefillin, or Chaim, Siman Lamed Beis, Seif Zayin, that he says, mau klaf, mau duch sustus, ha'or bishas ibudo chokim osalishnayim. The skin, when you work the skin, you have to remove the hairs, you have to smooth it out. So you split it into two. V'chelek hachitzon shehu litzad haseyor nikra klaf, and the top part is called a klaf. V'apnimi hadavuk labasar nikra duchsustus, and the lower one that's closer to the flesh is called duchsustus. So let's say you have a skin, right? You have an animal skin, and then you split it into two. So now you have the top of the top part, you have the bottom of the top part, the top of the bottom part, and the bottom of the bottom part, right? And as you split into two, you have the top of the top, bottom of the top, the top of the bottom, and the bottom of the bottom. So you split into two. So the lefizeh, ki amridin kosfi, and then it says, kosfi malaklap b'makom basar, hainu b'makom hayoser karov labasar. So there's also a lachab that we write on the klaf in the place of the flesh, meaning the place that's closest to the flesh, the place that's connected closer to the duchsustus. So again, you have this animal hide. If you cut it into two, so the klaf would be the bottom part of the bottom part of the top layer. In other words, you have the top piece. So the bottom part of that is the klaf, and the duchsustus is the top part of the bottom piece. Okay? The gavil is, if you don't split it at all, you just remove the hairs on top, you have this thick piece, and that is the gavil. If you split it in two, so you have the top piece and the bottom piece. So you take the top piece, the bottom part of the top piece, that's the klaf, and the top part of the bottom piece, that's the duchsustus. So what do you use each thing for? So for tefillin, halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, this is the Or HaChaim Siman Lamed Beis Seif Zayin. Says you use klaf. So that's the bottom part of the top piece. So that is the klaf, and not on the duchsustus. Okay. Then the next halacha, if you do there's sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. So tefillin use the klaf, which is the bottom part, the bottom part of the top piece when it's split. When it comes to Hilchos Sefer Torah, Yoredeya, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Gimel says, Kosin Sefer Torah al Gvil. So you're supposed to write on the Gvil, but the Ramah writes, now our cloths are nicer. So then we write it on the cloth. So that's what we do. So nowadays, Sefer Torah and Tefillin, you're writing on the cloth. And then what about Mezuzah? So Mezuzah, so that's in Yoredeya Siman Reish Pei Ches. So he says, Kasva la klaf o la gvil kshera la omru duchsustus el la mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that duchsustus seems to be the best thing for the tefillin. However, the Ramah writes that our klafim are kosher for everyone. So in practice, it seems that, say, for Torah and tefillin, according to the Ramah, you're writing on the klaf. That's the lower part of the top piece. And mezuzah, you can really write on anything, but it seems like lechatchila, you write it on the Duchsustus. Okay, there's a brief introduction of Sefer Torah.